It's Here and Now from WFPL. I'm Todd Mund. Members of the Louisville Orchestra's Musicians Union say they are going to reject the latest contract offer from the orchestra. The orchestra proposal, which outlines specific expectations for rehearsal and performance attendance, was delivered to individual members last week. It names tomorrow as the deadline for members to respond, and if they don't, the orchestra says it will be treated as a voluntary refusal to work, and the Louisville Orchestra will take whatever steps are legally appropriate to fill your position. Now, the orchestra has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and the musicians have been without a contract since the end of May. The orchestra wants to cut the number of performances and the number of musicians to save money, and the union opposes those changes. Contract dispute could require arbitration if it goes on much longer. Drew McManus is a consultant who's worked with a number of orchestras around the country, and we've reached him into Chicago to talk a little bit about this. Sir, first of all, thank you for getting on the line with us.
Thanks for having me here.
What's your read of this situation as it stands right now?
Well, this latest letter certainly moves the situation into an unfortunate point in the relationship, because it's going to make it that much more difficult for both sides to find an agreement sooner rather than later.
The orchestra said that it has to downsize. It says that this is something that's happening around the country. Is this something, in fact, that you're seeing?
Well, there's no clear-cut trend. There are some orchestras like Louisville that are having financial difficulty, and they're coming up with a variety of solutions to manage the debt and get out of it, while there are some that are managing their debt already just fine and others that are even in growth cycles.
Is there a discernible pattern that the orchestras which are facing financial problems that you can discern from that, or what are your thoughts there?
Well, you can really break them into two groups. Those that already had an existing positive working relationship between the stakeholders, being the board members, the administrators, and the musicians, and those that didn't have those relationships in place. Perhaps unsurprisingly, the former group is having an easier time finding solutions that require sacrifices among all groups, but remain focused on a singular institutional vision that really hasn't been impacted by any sort of financial distress.
So you're saying essentially that there's been an ongoing problem here that may have been under the surface before, but is certainly exposed now, and that is that the management and musicians do not find a way to be able to agree on the future of the orchestra, and here we are without a contract, and all of this disagreement is now exposed for everyone to see.
Well, correct. It's certainly all the worst elements you can put together in a process that's going to try to find some sort of solution or resolution to the animosity that's in place right now. The letter that recently came from management that lays out this sort of ultimatum for tomorrow, it will be interesting to see exactly how that even plays out in bankruptcy proceedings that are coming up soon.
And why do you say that?
Well, the judge so far has demonstrated a sincere degree of interest in getting things wrapped up as quickly as possible. And he's been very vocal in the last several months about what he finds reasonable and unreasonable with regard to any sort of measure like a letter like this.
Do you think then it could mean that a judge could look at something like this and say this is reasonable enough, given this point in the negotiations with the season coming? This has been going on a long time. Let's just get this thing wrapped up.
Well, given the judge's behavior so far, I think it's pretty much a coin toss as to what the decision would be at that point. But he can certainly weigh in on it.
What is the impact on the future of the orchestra if there is either another shortened season or if, in fact, the season is completely on hiatus this coming year?
Well, the worst case certainly would be if they have a complete dark season. That makes it that much more difficult for them to put together donor support, board member support, corporate support, to be able to get back up and running at a level that either side intends. And the farther you remain out of the public view, the easier it is for them to forget about you.
So if I'm a musician, or if I'm the orchestra CEO, or if I'm a major donor, or even just a fan and patron who goes to some of the concerts over the year, this is something that should be on my mind, that until this thing is resolved, there is the potential that the orchestra will fade from view. Its impact on the city and on other arts and cultural institutions will lessen over time.
Well, that's correct. And people do tend to forget that nonprofit performing arts and cultural groups although they do work together to build an overall cultural environment for a community, they also compete. They compete for donors, they compete for ticket buyers, and having a group that's going to be as big of a player like the Louisville Orchestra out of the scene for an entire year is going to open up doors and opportunities for other groups to move into donors, board members, so on and so forth, and makes it that much harder for the Louisville Orchestra to get back up and running again.
This is really hard for musicians, too, and I've seen it come up in other contract negotiations around the country where the situation is difficult. You know, health insurance goes away, number of performances goes away, base pay is greatly reduced, the number of musicians hired is greatly reduced. This is really hard for orchestra musicians.
Well, there's no doubt about that. It's certainly difficult, I'm sure, for everybody in the organization, among the staff and musicians, but the musicians do tend to have a longer tenure with an organization compared to the other stakeholders. So from that perspective, they have a little more into the game, so to speak. It's also very personal for musicians because it's not as though they can simply go and do what they do somewhere else within the city and be able to expect the same kind of living. They do rely on large performing arts organizations like this to provide their standard of living.
Drew McManus, thank you very much for spending a few minutes with us.
Sure, thank you for having me.
Drew McManus, a consultant who works with orchestras around the country, we reached him in Chicago.